Valentine's Day, Roomies. Welcome back to the most sensual episode of Roomies Talking Movies yet. I'm your host, Damon Pacheco, and joining with me today, as always, are my heart-shaped box of chocolates, Camden Powell.
I don't like this intro.
And Jackson Salvestrini.
I don't consider myself a box of chocolates.
This week we're going to be talking about the latest episode of WandaVision, as well as reviewing just an awful, terrible, no-good-time movie called 50 Shades of Grey.
Well...
But before we get into that, how is everyone, I mean, the four days ago since we last recorded, because we got to get this episode out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a rest and recovery day, and I slept in until 3 p.m.
Ooh, you recovered. You nice. Recovered something fierce.
He's very recovered now.
If you're, like, addicted to drugs, you're an alcoholic. Have you tried sleeping? There you go.
Till 3 p.m. specifically.
Sleep in for half a day, then you're in no problem. No problem. You're good.
That's how it works.
Now, something we're going to do because it's that time of the year. We're going to bring a Valentine's Day fun fact. Did you know that the holiday mascot of Cupid was created in order to sell more Pampers diapers?
I thought it was Huggies.
Actually... I lied. Boom.
Oh,
now the audience
God.
Has no idea what we're about to say. And with that being said, let's get right into the news. Jackson, do you know what CW just pulled up on takeout and they just ordered?
No.
Was it Panda Express?
No, it was an adult live action version of Powerpuff Girls. This series will be following the trio as disillusioned young adults who resent having lost their childhoods. To crime fighting.
Before we talk about the show, I just want to say, Jackson, good job saving that bit. You did a really good job there. Danon's wasn't funny. You said Panda Express and you made it funny.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliments. But to answer your question, Danon, actually, no, I propose a different question. If they resent having lost their childhood to crime fighting, does this mean that there's going to be no crime fighting? And I raise an even better question, I think. Is Mojo Jojo going to be there?
And an even bigger and better question on top of that. Will he be a live-action monkey?
I really hope.
Yes.
Will he be a gorilla or will he be like one of those small chimpanzees?
You know who's actually playing him?
George of the Jungle.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh.
Believe it or not. Yeah. It's crazy.
I can't believe they got him for a TV show.
They saw his work in Rampage, and you're like, man, he's really good at communicating to a gorilla in sign language. You think he'd be a good Mojo Jojo for the CW's young adult?
No, they saw his work in Wizards of Waverly Place. You guys remember that cameo?
Who did he play himself?
Wait, that actually happened?
Yeah. He walked in, and Selena Gomez was like, hey, you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he was like, yep. And then that was it. That was the whole cameo.
And he comes into the restaurant.
That's probably his greatest work.
He comes into the restaurant. And he goes like, "Hey, I smell what's cooking. Is that chili?" And
Jackson,
like, so close.
Unironically, I think that is his best work.
Oh yeah, for
I
sure.
think so.
I think that's the peak. It's all been downhill.
Oh my god, yeah. Jumanji, get it out of here. Wizards of Waverly Place, 22nd cameo. Ah, Oscar worthy.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 has revealed its title and release date, April 8th, 2022. I actually saw a tweet about this. They were like, oh, finally, we have the name of the second Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And they were like, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And I was like, wow, very creative. Great work.
When I read the title, hang on. Because they put out like an animatic for it that was like, ooh, here's it in cool letters. And I read it as Sonic 2 the Hedgehog. So I think they should change
like
it to that.
Like the Coming to America sequel where they switch out the word 2 with the number 2. That's what they're like, Sonic 2 the Hedgehog. I think a good name for this movie that they really should have done is like they should have called it Sonic the Hedgehog. Tales of Two Cities, because then you got there's two cities in it. You got the character Tails,
perfect,
and then there's also the number in it as well.
Exactly.
Or hear me out, just call it Sonic and Tails.
That's stupid.
And Knuckles, they have to bring in, and they have to bring in Big the Cat, and they also have to bring in Metal Sonic. That has to be the villain.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Eggman.
Sonic and the Furious.
Oh, there we go. Two Sonic, two Furious? There we go.
Sonic and the Birds of Prey, a Harley Quinn retelling story.
Sonic and the Fantastical Adventures of the Two-Tailed Fox Named Tails, and also the Birds of Prey are there as well.
Yeah, they got Margot Robbie up in this.
She's playing Tails. They recast.
Crazy. Believe it or not, yeah. Mindy Kaling will star in and produce a Scooby-Doo spinoff for HBO Max that's an origin story for Velma Dinkley.
Everyone's favorite character from the Scooby-Doo
Everyone's
series.
Favorite character.
Of course.
When I'm watching Scooby-Doo,
you know,
I'm
when
like,
I think of origin story.
Yeah, I go, get this dog, get this f***ing stoner out of my cartoon. Give me solely Velma Dinkley. And then she goes...
I hope it's just like... Every episode is just her like, I lost my glasses.
I was just about to say, you think the first season is her going to the eye doctor for like that week appointment to get what her like vision is?
She's getting contacts.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, you have 0/0 of it. You are legally blind.
She's getting LASIK.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's just getting laser eye surgery. Yeah.
What if it's just her living her life? Like, that's it.
And it's just,
isn't she like
she goes to the grocery store, goes to Trader Joe's, you know?
Man, I really need friends and also mystery. And then there's a show.
If only. Yeah, how would we fit the LASIK into that, though?
Yeah. Man, I need vision and also friends and also mystery. There we go.
Yeah.
I hope they do something stupid where they're like, hey, Velma, you got to go to this party. I don't have anything to wear. What about this gigantic orange sweater? How about that, huh, Velma? And she's like, yeah. And that's how she got her look.
Yeah. I like to think so.
That's what I like to think.
I don't like to think at all.
You know what Disney doesn't want to think about anymore? Blue Sky Studios, because that studio is being shuttered by Disney Plus. For those uninitiated, this studio is known for the classic saga of the Ice Age movies, as well as the hilarious two movies of Rio. You know the ones where the birds go to Rio?
Dude, believe it or not, that movie actually saved that species of bird from extinction.
I'm pretty sure they're extinct now.
I think they went extinct. And that's probably why they got shuttered. They were like, wow, what? Your movie couldn't even save.
I actually came and looked that up right now.
What happened to the birds?
Aren't they like blue?
Look up if the blue macaws are now extinct.
No, they're extinct. I know that. I was making a joke.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
So that's where they were shuttered, obviously. Like, they couldn't conserve an animal. Just a terrible
And also
studio.
The Ice Age. Like, clearly all the animals just
they're
die
like stop the living in the past, come on guys.
Exactly.
And they were looking at the other movies,
you kill the species of bird.
They're like, oh man, what about this Spies in Disguise movie, huh? How's this Pigeon Tech coming along? And they're like, oh, we were lying, it was a make-believe movie. Oh.
you're done.
If I can't have Will Smith actually turn into a pigeon, what are you here for? What am I paying you for?
Gina Carano will reportedly no longer be part of the Mandalorian franchise's future. Lucasfilms released a statement saying, quote, Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable.
Now, for those who don't know, her tweet, which she posted and then deleted, she said, I'm paraphrasing, of course, she said something along the lines of, like, being a, and we'll be very vague so that way we don't upset any of our listeners here, because here at Roomies Talking Movies, we accept everyone.
Except Daniel.
Except me. I'm not allowed to record. I'm actually outside.
Hate that guy.
What she said was, being a such and such political party is like being a such and such religious people, and being judged in the public is being equivalent to being that religious group and being found by a such and such incredibly racist organization that killed over 6 million people of that religious race.
I agree with Lucasfilm. Duh.
Yeah, no, that's A-okay.
I didn't even like her character that much anyways. She was
who played
Cara Dune.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know who that is.
She was the girl.
She was the one who had the tattoo, and she was buff.
Tattoo? Isn't that a planet, Camden? Tattoo? Come on.
Yes.
Yes, Jackson. It is. Along with its brother planet, Een.
Yes.
So.
Exactly, and then there's a planet, Dan, that we're forgetting.
True.
Planet Moth as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just really stupid names. Planets are dumb in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Good riddance, right? Get rid of all of Star Wars.
It's a dumb show. Speaking of Star Wars, Pedro Pascal joins HBO's The Last of Us series as Joel alongside Bella Ramsey's Ellie.
Hot dang. You know, with these two actors being cast for this gosh dang video game TV show reboot, I think it has chances to be good. I think it's not going to be as good as Sonic the Hedgehog, let's be real here, but it has the potential to be good. I think this, like, where we're at now is a good time for video game adaptations to actually be made.
Yeah, I'll take
it. And I mean, the story of Last of Us is, like, probably one of the best stories in video games ever. So it being made into a movie.
I was just thinking, like, how there's no way, like, studios can meddle with this so much to where it's like, you know what? Instead of a fungus parasite that kills people, it's dance fever. That's right. All the people on the planet can't stop grooving.
They all play Dance Dance Revolution 24/7. It's an epidemic.
And
a good epidemic.
And that's why it's called The Last Dance. The Michael Jordan story. That was the name of the documentary, wasn't it? Yeah. Pedro Pascal would be playing Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. It's confirmed here. You know what else is confirmed and is a little bit... Jax, I need to wipe that smile off your face.
Sad news. We have a
frowny face emoji next to this one, so it's really sad news. Brooklyn Nine-Nine will be coming to an end with season 8.
No.
That's sad. I like that show.
And if I'm being completely honest, I already thought it was over.
Do you watch the show?
No. I've just, like, I haven't seen any, new episodes coming out. I was just like, I guess it ended sometime along season 4 or 5.
Well, it's kind of weird because they were, like, bought by NBC, right?
From Fox, I don't know, Camden. Like I just said, I've never seen the show.
I'm just saying,
like, they were bought and, like, the new studios only produced, like, 2 or 3 seasons with them. So I wonder why they even bought the show in the first place.
I don't know, to get money.
I mean, there are 99 Brooklyns. Like, why would you not buy the show?
Yeah.
There can only be 99 episodes. I mean, once we're out, you know?
Yeah. Do you think they're going to end with 99 episodes or 100 episodes and make everyone, like, lose their minds?
I think there's probably more than 100 episodes.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see what Google has to say. Our first Google of the episode.
First Google. Definitely haven't Googled anything today.
True.
All right. How many Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodes there? There's 143.
I told you.
Oh, my God. They way over
whiffed.
Thunderbound.
They whiffed. Those idiots. Well, it can't be Brooklyn 199. They're like, man, they just checked.
We got to change it. They go back and change every episode. Wherever anyone says 99, they go 1. 99. Yeah. Just like that.
I need you to call 1. 991.
991.
Yeah.
the number you call the when you're in you danger call. And need to contact the police, Camden. 991.
The most important number. If you don't have it in your contacts, put it down now. 1991.
Who should I put the contact name as?
Police.
Do you know not when you call 911, it's not just the police?
Who is it?
Cool.
McDonald's? Come on.
You got me there.
It's your local Popeyes.
There's a burglar in my house. Would you like to order the spicy chicken sandwich now? Only available for limited times.
I mean, yeah.
Did you know the McRib is back?
No, it's gone, actually.
Yeah, they took it. But you know what's coming back? My favorite time of the year. Oh, my gosh.
Shamrock Shake.
Well... Don't continue not to have one, because I'm going to take every Shamrock Shake at every local McDonald's.
Danon, come down to SCSU, and I will buy myself and you one, and give you mine, so you can have two.
My plan
can
is
I,
working.
Can I come?
You can come too, Kevin.
But I will also take your Shamrock Shake.
I will buy everyone who meets me at SCSU a Shamrock Shake.
That's only like a 3-hour drive, dude. I could do that.
I'd waste $80 for a free Shamrock Shake.
Or in a month.
Easily.
I've done it before.
Every time I get one, they always make me pay $80.
They're like, it's that idiot is who that keeps buying Shamrock Shakes for 800 times the amount it's worth. Yeah, yeah.
A Shamrock Shake is worth 80 cents.
Listen, mathematician. There wasn't okay. more to that. I just needed you to pay attention.
Jack Black has been cast as Claptrap in the Borderlands movie. Jack Black playing Claptrap, guys.
It's funny because like one syllable, and then one syllable.
And they also rhyme mm-hmm. both mm-hmm. times.
Like a haiku.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's it's how almost haiku. As if 575, no, right? No. Jack Black, Jack Black, no. Jack. Claptrap, 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 Clap. Jack Black, Jack Black, Jack.
Wait, I think Cannon's actually 2021 Poet Laureate.
Jack Black is Claptrap. The new Borderlands movie. Jack Black is Claptrap. There we go.
Good work, Dan. You guys both deserve a Nobel Laureate prize.
Okay, Jackson, if you had to choose... stupid. If you have to if you had to choose one, me or Dr. Seuss, be honest.
Dr. Seuss, because he had a doctorate.
Jackson.
I said be honest, not hurtful.
Jackson, if you had to choose between me and an actual doctor giving you a physical checkup, who would you pick and why?
I mean...
You, because the doctor is old.
It's a good point. Damn. I won't judge.
Would you ask me to cough?
Mm-hmm. And I say, like, well, I haven't even got it started yet. Could you please stop doing this? And she's like, right in my face. I can't stop coughing.
Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller-Bridge are prepping a Mr. and Mrs. Smith series. Danon, tell us what
Mr.
that is.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I somewhat remember what it is. There was a remake sometime in the 2000s with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, I think.
We're in the 2000s, though.
No, we're in the 2020s now.
But it's still the 2000s. You can't just say that.
Well, in the 00s. Yeah, it was like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and like one of them was a CIA agent and one of them was an FBI agent, and they couldn't tell each other about their jobs. So when they got married, they're like, I'm off to work. And then he's like, yeah, I can't wait to file this paperwork. And then you can go kill an assassin. And then she's like, yeah, and I'll stay home. And then I'll go and, do my normal mom stuff. And then she'll go out and kill a different assassin. And then they find out halfway through, and then they try to kill each other for some reason.
That's cute.
Oh, no.
It's my dream.
To be killed?
Not to kill people.
Oh. Wait a minute. That's a good dream, yeah. Camden. Don't give up on that.
No waiting, Jackson. No waiting. We just go right for it.
And that, a good spy knows when to wait.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's why Jackson's the best CIA agent. He told me and promised that if I told anyone that I'd get shot in the head. Oh, no, Jackson. Oh,
there's a red laser in my head.
Give it a few seconds, bud. They're on their way to your house right now.
Hold on, I hear a knock at the door.
What do they drive?
Hold on. Guys, someone's right here. Cars. Give me a second.
Okay. Yeah.
God, I hope he dies.
Oh, shit.
Danon has perished, all according
Danon
to plan.
Danon is dead. Rest in peace. Danon sits in a lawn chair. Hey, Danon, welcome
here
back.
Here on Roomie Stocking Movies, we do physical comedy.
That everyone can see.
I mean, the thing about audio physical comedy is that we are so good at it that they can see it even though they're just hearing it.
Yeah, watch this. They're going to know what this noise is.
You can't just shit during a live recording, dude.
That wasn't poop, dude.
Oh, God. Why'd it come out the front?
I was pregnant.
You know what else is coming?
Just had his child. Oh.
No, Jackson. Where are you going with this? Camden has a child.
Camden just had his child, and you're going on to the next piece of news. How could you?
Well, because we're professional here.
We need to celebrate. We need to have a baby shower.
Give me some milkies. I'm a baby.
Hey, I'm crawling here. You know what else is crawling near? Not IGN. E3. That's what's crawling near. The ESA confirmed in a statement to IGN that E3 2021 will happen, likely as a digital event, saying, we can confirm that we are transforming the E3 experience to 2021. Jackson, what do you want to see in this virtual E3 event?
Video games? For one.
It's a good start. It's a great start.
Another thing I want to see is... it being a digital event, like they said. Because if it's not a digital event, like they said, that'd make them liars, and then I wouldn't trust them anymore. And then if they lose my trust, they're no longer a profitable company.
Yeah, you show them who's boss. Camden, what do you want to see?
Well, first off, I don't think there's nearly enough ease, such as advertised in the name.
Even if you turned around the three to make a second E, there's only two E's.
It's exactly. And then there's still not enough. Like, I'm just screwed either way. But I don't know how E3 is going to be an effective online experience, but they can try.
No, they can't.
Smile.
It's do or do not, dude.
I'm taking away your try rights. Can't try anymore.
Everything is 10 times worse online. That's how it works.
Yeah. Like bowling.
Yeah. How can you bowl online?
I bring my bowling ball every time, and then when I drop it on my laptop, it just breaks the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They got to fix that.
Mine doesn't.
Yours doesn't?
I use a half a pound bowling ball so I can throw it at
the pins.
But
Camden, that's why none of the pins knock down whenever we do bowling in real life.
Oh. I didn't see. I thought we were just supposed to hit them.
As long as you touch a pin, you win.
Yeah.
That's 100 points.
Right?
So this piece of news might be emotionally scarring for quite a few people. It was to me when I read it. But Tom Holland has debunked the Maguire and Garfield casting rumors, saying, quote, no, they will not be appearing in this film. Unless they have hidden...
Can you do the British accent?
Oh, I got you. Feel like Tom Holland.
No, they will not be appearing in this film unless they have hidden the most massive piece of information from me, which I think is too big of a secret for them to keep from me.
I don't think he realized how big this quote was.
But as of yet, no. It'll be a continuation of the Spider-Man movies that we've been making.
That was pretty good.
That's my... Hey, guys, this episode features a cameo from Tom Holland.
Yeah,
dude, you sound like you're in like Harry Potter or something.
Oh, Harry, like one of the kids. You think you're the best wizard here?
Oh, Harry, what's the day?
That wasn't even British. You went,
oh, it's Tuesday.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, Harry. What do you think you're doing? Like, apparently, in your character cannot say Harry's name in the accent.
Everything else is fine, though.
Oh, Harry.
Would you mind letting me know what Uncle Timmy said?
Harry.
Oh. Harold. But disappointed, but also, I'm throwing this one out here, he's lying.
He is lying.
He's
lying.
Totally lying.
Totally lying. Like,
well, because
lying.
We remember when we were talking about, like, last week, he said this is the most ambitious crossover, superhero movie of all time. And we're like... Why would it be ambitious if it's not going to have the other two guys in it? That's just going to be a big Spider-Man movie, sure. But it's not going to be.
What if they threw in the animated Miles Morales?
Oh my
Morales
gosh. And he was animated the whole time?
Still animated.
And it's just really annoying to watch on screen.
That's why it's ambitious.
You're like, stop
He's
it.
He's like, he thinks it's really bad, but he just goes, yeah, it's ambitious.
We're trying stuff that no one would try. I mean, ever tried before.
Why would you try this?
Not that they wouldn't try. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
No, not in a million years. The villain, Spot, is rumored to be the villain in Into the Spider-Verse 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Mm.
I've never heard of this villain. Can someone tell me what he does?
Spot.
Oh, so like you go to the gym and he like pretends to spot you, but then he lets you like be crushed under the weight.
But he's also like a physical like spot on the ground. Like he's just like a black void. It's like there's a spot right there.
God, I am actually blanking on the most recent Pixar movie.
It's like think of any sports, but without the R.
The Soul?
Soul, yeah, you know that he could open a portal like on the floor.
Yeah.
That guy,
but he is the portal. Terry.
The portal. Terry.
You know what?
Terry.
You guys are actually not that far off of what Spot actually does. Minus
that's
the gym
weird
thing. That's just too far. See, Spot
taking
is,
it too far. Man.
Spot is a full-on '90s villain. He's in a full white jumpsuit, just covered in dots, and those dots he can use to like not teleport, but like transport himself to different places. And then he can also redirect things. So, like, there's this one comic.
So he's Rick from Rick and
Morty. Exactly. There's this one picture, nice. Which is like one of the three pictures you'll find of Spot, where Spider-Man goes to punch him in the face, and the hole on his face redirects his fist, so Spider-Man's punching himself in the face. And I feel like...
I don't think that that's how that works. It's like
Portal. Yeah, right? It's like Portal. But I don't know why this guy's name isn't called Portal.
Yeah, that's a Spot. Come on, dude. That's like a dog's name.
Come on, that's what you name your dog.
That's what the Target dog is named.
Exactly.
Which doesn't make sense. Right? Why wouldn't the dog's name be called Target?
What if it is the Target dog?
Ah, there it is. The Target dog is the villain of Into the Spider-Verse 2 Electric Boogaloo.
It has to be. There's no other explanation.
No other option besides the one we just stated.
That's the most ambitious crossover. Yeah.
Forget your Spider-Man 3. We're talking about the Target dog being the main villain of Into the Spider-Verse. Speaking about villains, you know what just got released? We got new photos revealing a new look at a new Jared Leto's Joker in Snyder Cut.
You skipped one.
Speaking about villains, Captain Marvel 2 finds its main villain in Zawe Ashton in the next Captain Marvel movie. But who could be the villain at this point?
Why is the villain in Zawe Ashton?
That's where they found it.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah, get out of Zawe,
you know what?
Please.
I think...
It's hurting.
With all the cosmic aliens that we now know about in the Marvel Universe, I think they're going to try something new and make the villain of this Captain Marvel movie
just
a Skrull again. I'm pretty sure it's just going to be another Skrull, but a bad one.
Probably.
Oh, a bad Skrull.
Yeah. Well, we gotta get
you're telling me
those are scary.
There will be no Kryptonians in this movie.
No, their planet blew up in this universe. Ah, and Superman 2. Oh, man.
Darn.
Darn.
That's just unfortunate. You hate to see planetary genocide.
Yeah.
You really do.
Well, depends on the planet. Like, Saturn?
Ugh.
Any day of the week.
If
you're from Saturn, stop listening right now.
Seriously. Uranus? Ah, get rid of it.
I like Uranus.
No, they could stay. Yeah, they could.
Wait,
you know,
they're good. Wait,
blow
hold
up
on,
Uranus.
Hold on. Danon's one of those Uranus haters.
Jackson, you just.
We have to cancel.
Oh my god, Danon. You're canceled. Not just here, but on Twitter.
My planet,
too.
My rules.
You own Uranus? Holy
Why is it
crap.
A jungle planet, Danon?
What?
It's a jungle planet because Uranus and like hair.
That was just as successful as your Willem Dafoe my joke from last episode.
This one actually made sense though.
That was the most annoying part of editing last week.
Yeah, but
I had to rehear
but
that
you
joke.
Remember it though. But like you remember it, which means
that's what
joke.
It means.
Like we don't remember bad things.
What's your favorite anti-joke? Like a joke that doesn't have a punchline and it's just like a statement?
That's too hard. You're putting us on the spot again.
Why did Sally not John?
Why did Sally not John?
Why did Sally fall off the swing set?
Why?
Because she didn't have any arms. Man. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Not Sally.
Oh,
wait a minute.
You asked my favorite anti-joke.
It's your favorite? Like you go back to that one and you're like, Matt's still good.
I can't think of any good anti-jokes.
There's one where it's like, how do you stop a baby from crying? You hit it with a brick.
I think it would have been funnier if you just said you killed the baby. Hitting it with a brick is too specific. Here.
What's the deal with airplane food?
Camden, I saw from your screen that you looked up anti-jokes.
No, I didn't look up anything.
Hey, do you have any more anti-jokes, Camden?
You know, just randomly off the top of my head, I have a numbered list from 1 to 125.
Okay,
that I can
let's
tell
just
you guys.
Do the top three.
So just like 1, 2, and 3? Because
yes.
It's not ordered. They're just
no,
like,
just the first three.
The first three aren't funny.
None they're of them good. Are probably going to be funny because they're anti-jokes.
What do you call a pigeon that can't find its way back home?
What?
A pigeon.
What do you mean that's not funny? That was hilarious.
No, that wasn't one. That wasn't one of the first three. I chose one.
Okay. Go back to the first three. I want to hear how bad they are.
What do you call a joke that isn't funny?
something that came out of Cannon's mouth. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Dude, let's go.
It. How did you know that the website scarymommy.com knew me? No, it's a sentence.
What do you call a joke that isn't funny? A sentence? Yeah.
What did the one stranger say to the other?
Nothing.
Nothing. They didn't know each other. How do you confuse someone? Paint yourself green and throw forks at them. I don't know.
What are you talking about? Those were hilarious. That's
it. I'm confusing people now.
Yeah, it's like what has two wheels and is green? Grass. I lied about the wheels.
What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Finding what? An apple in your worm?
Being robbed.
Oh. All right, dude, we gotta catch on. We could be here all day with these anti-jokes.
These are so good. Wait, there's another. What did the man say when he lost his truck? Where's my truck?
Oh, it's so stupid.
All right, let's move on.
But they never make me not laugh, dude. You hear one and you're like, okay, you got me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Recently, there were some new photos released revealing a new look for Jared Leto's Joker in the Snyder Cut. And let me tell you, he has one, longer hair, and two, no tattoos. So it's already looking promising.
Big ol' smile.
Dude, what if he keeps all the tattoos except for the damaged one? Because that was the one that everyone hated the most.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
It was pretty stupid.
How do we really get across that this guy is just broken? That he's not all there? Well, we wouldn't write a message on his head. Forehead, would we?
hey.
But what are you looking for in this Jared Leto's Snyder Cut Joker?
Dude.
Him being the Joker.
A good one, probably.
I feel
I
like
want them to do CGI Joaquin Phoenix on top of Jared Leto's face.
Mm. Like a deep fake?
Yeah, but worse.
Oh, like they clearly just got an image off of Google search.
And they just kind of like mapped his mouth to his mouth. So when he talks, it's just like the image stretching.
But they picked a picture where his mouth was closed. So when it opens up, the lips don't part.
I hope this is like Jared Leto's redemption arc.
This would be one of the biggest like Hollywood redemption arcs. Because everyone's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. And if he's just like, you know, it's okay. That's 1,000 times better than what it was in 2016.
For real.
Yeah, but speaking about Snyder Cuts. I was going to wait
them.
For the
trailer. Two yes. Snyder Cut trailers.
There we go.
Trailers.
Because two. We got to get this out for Valentine's Day. We're going to miss the main one to talk about right now. But you know what we can talk about? These gosh dang two teasers. In the first teaser, we get a little glimpse of none other than Superman. Oh, he's back, but he's back in his black suit, and he doesn't seem happy at all. He seems like he's gonna kill everyone. Yeah,
that's what he does.
This ain't your mama's Superman. God, I'm really scared. I don't want them
to
mess
up
Superman's
character.
Oh, by the way,
speaking of Henry Cavill, remind me to talk about him later when we talk about the movie.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I said the same thing, Cameron. I know exactly
shut up,
what
Jackson,
you're
going to
say,
shut up,
I said
Jackson.
The same thing.
My
shut
little
up,
brother
Jackson.
Said the same thing, too, but we'll get there
no,
when
but,
we get there.
But mine's better.
Yeah, but and then in the second one, we're just watching what we've already watched, except who do we see in this one?
Darkman.
we see Darkseid in his full-on armor and everything. Desaad, which is very close to the name of the water brand, and Granny Goodness, the one who just looked like an old lady. But the one thing that I've noticed from these trailers and from the first one, we're getting a lot of spiky designs. Know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
I'm good with spikes though.
Really?
I think I hate spikes. They would hurt if I touched them.
Oh yeah? Have you ever even tried, Jackson?
Oh yeah.
Stop living in fear, Jackson. Just touch a spike. Just once.
Yeah, like the movie that we watched.
Spike. The sex story.
Pretty much.
But you know what? You know what a Snyder Cut reminds me of? Reminds me of different chances of different movies, of alternate realities, if you will. You know what else is dealing with alternate realities right now?
I am. It's a lot to go through. I appreciate your support, Dan.
No, but I mean, we're here if you want to talk about it. It's time to talk about WandaVision Episode 6.
Really? Episode 6 already?
Right? That means we only got three more.
Wow.
With a possible fourth one, but I really hope they just confirm it so it makes it easier for planning purposes on our end. So we don't continue WandaVision for the next
There's
4 months.
There's gonna be a fourth one.
Yeah, probably. But when we're thinking about WandaVision and we're thinking about this episode, we got to think about what happened in the last one. And what happened in the last one, we hear a... who is that? We're in the middle of fighting, but let me get that. Wanda opens the door. Jackson, I need you to do a good quick silver impression.
Hey, it's me, your brother, Pietro.
Pietro Pascal.
Danny, you gotta start singing.
Are you trying? No. Time out. Hold up. Was that your attempt of trying to do Sweet Dreams Are Made of These?
I nailed it. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's listen to the song real quick. And now let's listen to what you just did.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay, yeah, I have to admit, it's a lot closer than I thought it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Especially when you layer them on top of each other.
I think when you edit it, you should just put them together after we listen to both of them.
That's what I was going to do. That's why I just said when you
layer. My tempo will be immaculate.
Now that we've started episode 6, things seem to be afoot now that Vision is fully like... Okay, this is a TV show.
I'm in a simulation.
Yeah, we see everyone in their classic comic book outfits. What do you think about that?
That was pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I enjoyed that. And I like how, like, I thought it was really clever how for Scarlet Witch's like really unique, weird design, she's like, I'm a Sokovian fortune teller. And you're like, oh, that's how they're gonna do it.
It was a good out, you know.
Yeah. It was like and then for Visions, they were just like, I'm a luchador. I guess.
And then you're like
poking fun at it.
Chili con carne. But after that, Vision's all like, I can't do Halloween because this isn't real. I'm going to go figure this out, but I'm going to pretend to be on Neighborhood Watch. And Wanda goes like, you can't do that. I didn't say you could. And then we're like, now hold on, Wanda. What you doing here?
Wanda. Come on, Wanda.
What happens when we poke our heads outside, Camden?
Oh, you disintegrate.
No, I didn't mean in the show. I meant like time wise. When it cuts to the outside of the TV world.
Yeah, your favorite trio, the diverse group of Jimmy Woo, the magician, Monica Lewinsky, and then Hacker Lady. I don't think she has a name.
If she does, don't tell me what it is.
If she does, don't tell me what it is.
We both told you.
It ruins the magic. Okay. Thank you. They're like, hey, you can't kill Wanda. She good person. And then the Hayward's like, I kill yourself. Leave my facility. And then they get kicked out. But surprise, they beat up the guards that are escorting them out. And then they like sneak their way back in so they can get a hint of what's going on.
And Jackson, what do they find on that gosh dang computer? Who are they tracking?
After she hacked the mainframe, like
she
a
did.
Professional.
I was Hang like, on, are guys, they going to mention hack. Hacking? Hold on, give me a second. I'm in.
Yeah, literally that fast.
They find out that Hayward has a lot of intel that they were not expecting. They can see the location of, like, everyone in the city. And they have a, like, a specific tracker for Vision. And you're like, wow, this makes a lot of sense. Because they're S.W.O.R.D. and they just want to get Vision back. They don't care what happens to Wanda.
Yep.
They're just trying to get Vision.
You know? And that's why they weren't trying to capture Wanda. That's why, let's just shoot her in the head. Let's just shoot Wanda in the
head. Clearly doing something back with Vision.
Oh my gosh. Is it okay if I throw a theory in here for right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fine.
And let me just... All right, my first theory. I think they're using Vision to either make, like, weird new versions of Ultron or Sentinels. Now, in the comics, Sentinels hunted mutants. And since we don't have mutants yet, this dude seems to hate superheroes, so maybe he's trying to make a robot to kill superheroes.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, remember we heard something like he has Monica Rambeau's, like, blood tests?
Mm-hmm.
He had them in his files, and he knows that there's something wrong with her blood, because we, like...
Can we talk about that for a quick second?
She's getting super...
She turned the laptop, and she's like, now hold on, Monica. Look at these readings. And it was just like she had green blood, and her, like, x-ray was just Monica energy.
I don't care.
She's like, you can't control what I do. And you're like, you're just giving yourself superpowers.
I mean, good for you.
Good for you. I mean, like, I wish I had superpowers. It. But I mean, like...
I'm going to get them.
Know your response. Know what you're going to do. You might get cancer from doing this.
I'm going to get
too much radiation. But afterwards, we jump back in. And you know who's a shining star in this episode? Quicksilver.
Who?
Quicksilver's a shining star in this episode.
He always is.
And then he mentioned something super weird. Super, super like, okay, why did he say that? When the kids were running around getting candy, he said, unleash hell, demon spawn. And if you know the comics, Wanda's children are made from a deal with Mephisto, which he then later turns them into nothing and erases them from existence. So if this still falls in line with the Mephisto theory...
I feel like there's just too many things for it not to be.
Don't get used to Tommy and Billy. Oh, but I do have a new villain to throw into this rat race.
Who?
Yeah.
When Wanda and Pietro are talking about, like, oh man, it's just like you had a nightmare or whatever. You know what that reminded me of? The gosh dang Doctor Strange villain called Nightmare. The dude who's basically a second demon. And it would make sense because Nightmare is confirmed to be the bad guy of Doctor Strange 2. So what better way to introduce him than throw him at the end of WandaVision?
Two. Boom. Like they said they're doing.
Yeah.
Like they do. Wow. Or what if they go, oh, hey, like at the end of Doctor Strange 2, he goes, Nightmare, what the shit? Why'd you do all this? And he goes like, hey, I was just taking orders from the boss. Who's your boss?
Ooh.
Boom, goes to Mephisto.
Okay, what if they're just playing around with all these theories and there's like, because, okay, you know how, what's her face? The neighbor, I can't remember her
Agnes.
Name. Agnes was in a witch costume. That was one of the theories, that she was a witch. And she seemed to be, although literally on the edge of the place, she seemed to like, okay, most people on the edge of Westview were like literally just stationary. They couldn't do anything. But she was able to talk and like move and actually like drive a car, you know? So I just thought that was weird,
like,
that
almost
she had
there,
like yeah, that she had like way more control than anyone else. But
and then I think what's going on from the way that Wanda was speaking to Herb when she was like, hey, where's Vision? Isn't he doing the neighborhood watch? He's like, no, he's off duty. He said, do you want me to fix something, Wanda? Which gives me the impression that people like Norm, Herb, Agnes, and maybe a few others, they're not just people that she took.
Yeah.
They're like people who she like are working with the people who ever started this.
Yeah.
Because they're a different type
and
of aware.
Something that was like a little odd about Herb, I don't know if you guys like thought the same thing, was his earpiece.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was clearly like he was using it for a neighborhood watch, but I feel like he's like talking to whoever's like actually directing this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
Because we're dealing with the onset director right now, but who's the producer, right? Like, who funded Wanda's movie idea?
Exactly.
Because there's no way Wanda was able to do all this, which gets
it
brought
something
up
to do with my fist.
All right, let's come. We jump a little bit. We get to the scary part of the episode. The second scary part. The first scary part is when Vision's walking downtown and they show the people just doing the same motion again and again. And then the one chick was crying while she was trying to hang up the ghost.
That
like,
was scary, yeah.
This is unsettling. Yeah. And then the second part, Quicksilver and Wanda are alone because he told the two kids to go return their candy. Also, the kids have superpowers now, like in the comics. Yeah. I'm glad they just were like, okay, they have it now. We're like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want an answer. Just give
also,
it to them.
Also, by the way, upset that Quicksilver has the MCU Quicksilver running effect.
It was a mixture saw.
But...
It, you know what I noticed? I'm not even trying to keep this with the running bit I do. It was a mix of how quickly Quicksilver moved in the Days of Future Past things, where at one moment he was there. It kept the trail of the MCU one, but the moments where it slowed down and showed his, like, things he was doing at super speed, that was stolen from fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. And you know what I'm talking about. Like, when he's running around his room, it does that exact animation. And I'm starting to think they're like, damn, that Sonic the Hedgehog animation perfected super speed. We gotta use it.
They did it.
No, but I really liked it when he was, like, messing around and, like, putting silly string and smashing pumpkins. I liked how they showed
like
us.
This Quicksilver isn't a blue. You know what I mean? Like, he's not really a blue guy.
It was like a white.
No, there was definitely some blue in there.
I'm not going to
watch
the episode.
It's kind of like white on the outside and like blue towards the
I think it was blue because he was wearing blue. But when he was on the couch,
no, it was like a neon blue.
All right, dude. I'm not a Quicksilver seismologist. But the bigger part that we were talking about, when Quicksilver and Wanda are alone, he like pulls back the facade a little bit. He goes like, yeah, so how'd you do all this? Like, let's be real here. You could give people nightmares and shoot beams out of your hand. But you can't just, like, change reality. Like, how are you doing
He didn't
this?
Say she couldn't. He was like, that's a big jump.
Yeah, it was
how'd
like a big jump.
It?
Where did all these kids come from? Stuff like that.
Like, yeah, they were sleeping in their beds the whole time?
That's something that made me really confused. Because remember, Vision was like, where are all the kids?
Mm-hmm.
And then
the next day.
Trying to convince
him. Yeah, it was almost, like, just perfect.
You know what I catch is going on here? Like, every time we have a question, like, the next minute, it's brought up in the show. And I don't know if they're doing that to make us think about it or just to give us all these questions to, like, make us avoid thinking through what the antagonist is kind of thing.
Because
they were like, oh, Agnes was mind-controlled like everyone else. She can't be it. Yeah, Herb's just being weird. But how did she bring the kids back? And they, like, keep, like, characters are like, where'd she get the Mind Stone? And you're like, oh yeah, where'd she get the Mind Stone? And they're like, averting our direction away from where they're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they pull stuff like dead Quicksilver. We're not ready for it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's talk about dead Quicksilver.
That was terrible. That looked really bad, right? Like, I'm not the only one that thought that that scene looked terrible.
Nah, I didn't think it looked terrible.
I didn't think it looked bad. I mean,
it looked
it was
so
creepy.
Faked. Like, when I saw dead Vision in that one scene, I was, like, genuinely, like, shocked and, like, taken aback for a moment, you know? But then when I saw the dead Quicksilver, I, like, just laughed to myself. I was like, that just, like, he had, like, ghosty white eyes and the bullet holes looked, like, really bad.
Well, Camden, why don't we shoot you 18 times and then we'll see how your eyes look after a day or two?
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, this is for science. This is for science, dude. For Ruby's Talking Movie Science.
Can I get the bullet wounds treated?
No. We got to see how your eyes look before we can treat them.
Okay. So am I going to die? I'm going
to
die.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happens after you take 18 bullets to the chest, dude. That's what you're going
to
find out.
Oh, to the chest. Like,
yeah. Like
I thought
Quicksilver.
We were going to, like, maybe, like, my feet, you know?
No, he didn't get shot in the feet, which is
weird.
I know
he
think
didn't.
He'd get shot in the feet.
That's where I'd aim, you know? Like, that's stopping from running.
He's really fast. Let's shoot him in the feet.
Yeah. What are you going to
run
now,
on,
fast boy?
You're going to run on shot feet? No.
Like, you could run with some bullet wounds in your chest. It just wouldn't feel good.
Now, before we jump to the biggest part of the episode, I wanna throw out this thing, like WandaVision does. Why did Quicksilver not only, like, have different memories of what happened, was, like, fully aware of what was going on, was able to acknowledge when the kids were talking to the camera, he was the only one who looked? The other kid didn't whenever either of them did that. He noticed they were doing it, but no one else did. And also, he not only, like, was there to create trauma, but he played like devil's advocate where he's like, you're doing a really good thing here, giving him better jobs, taking away trauma. And then he would like compliment her and then bring up things that she did awful. Like when Vision is leaving the thing, which we'll talk about in just a second, he goes, what? Your dead husband can't die three times. And then she just like chest shoots him. And you're like, that's not what Quicksilver would say. Like her actual brother wouldn't say that.
Yeah, no.
Also, Quicksilver
seemed, like, out of character.
Yeah, and also Quicksilver wouldn't know about Vision's death because he died before Vision did.
Assuming it's the Quicksilver we know, yeah. Which is clearly not.
It's not.
Because okay, why didn't Vision look different? Like why if she like.
If she can tweak things slightly,
it doesn't, like, they're clearly from different places, obviously. Yeah. Like, she brought Vision back from the dead and brought this Quicksilver not back from the dead, but just from somewhere else, you know.
But he had the same bullet wounds that the actual Pietro.
And that's why
he had the same memories. He was like, I don't know, like, I got shot a couple times and then I heard you calling for me and now I'm here.
Yeah.
Which is another thing, calling for him.
I mean, what if he just never died?
No.
He's just sitting there for years. He's like, oh, this hurts so bad. Are they coming back? It's been 5 years.
Did you guys like that little Easter egg reference they made where they were like, let's get all the candy, kick ass. And then they ran off and she was like, kick ass, because he was in Kick Ass along with the other Quicksilver actor.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, that was just a little tongue-in-cheek thing. Now let's get to the real nitty-gritty of this episode. Vision's like, hey, what's outside of Westview? And then he walks out and then he just... He just walks out.
I mean, it's a little difficult.
But the thing I thought would happen was he'd immediately like Jenga himself and fall to pieces.
Yeah, me too.
But he
did. It took a while. I wonder if there's like some sort of like he didn't actually leave it.
No,
like,
he was tethered like, by his cape.
He was like still like it was still like touching him. So like he still had the effects of the place. I think if he left, he would have fully just fallen apart.
But the thing I noticed was that like pieces of the vibranium would fall back into the thing. But you know what didn't get tweaked at all?
Mm.
The Mind Stone.
Ooh.
Did she somehow find a way to bring an Infinity Stone back?
I think so.
And if so, they're going to want Vision even more.
Mm-hmm.
So when he walks out, all the sword troops are like, let's move. And they park like 8 cars looking at it. But they don't do anything. They were like waiting for Vision to die so they could collect the pieces.
Yep.
And I think if Vision were to fall to pieces and they just collect the things, they wouldn't give a crap about Wanda's place anymore.
No, because they don't want so at all.
Vision. They realize they changed everything. They switched like what we thought in episode 3. Oh, they're here for Wanda to try to stop this. That's all just a front. Hayward just wants Vision's body so he can make vibranium robots or super weapons, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And then Wanda's son goes,
help them.
Yeah. Dad's literally melting. He's like actually dying. Mom. He's like,
no,
seriously.
I meant Vision said that about the people inside the
dome. Oh yeah.
He's like, you have to help them.
Okay, that was probably the scariest part of this episode.
Yeah.
Vision like getting ripped to pieces.
Yeah.
He's like, everything hurts. And they're like, damn, that sucks. Can you die quicker?
Yikes, this is awkward. I don't like that you're looking at us like this.
And then they handcuff Darcy for trying to help him.
Yeah.
I know her name, dude.
You got played. And then what happens is Billy is all like, oh, I also have Scarlet Witch powers. Dad's dying right now. We should do something. Mom. And then Quicksilver is like, your dead husband. Shoots him in the chest. Freezes everything. Let's go back to that. Freezes everything.
Well, I don't think she went like, I'm going to freeze everything. I think she just stopped. Like, it was like the reach she had on the outskirts of the town. Like, how minimal power she was putting in there, she just put into the whole town.
Like, she redirected all her energy into expanding the size of the town.
So she didn't have enough to keep everything.
She paused her Minecraft settings and said, like, expand viewpoint.
But if the people in the center of the town got paused, do you think the people on the outskirts of the town were unpaused? Because they were already paused. You know what I mean?
Do you think they'd just be, like, I think, like, they just, like, their heart stopped for a second when she expanded. But then little web portal opens further. Vision's back. He gets to die a fourth time now. That's good.
Fun times.
Darcy gets sucked in. And then all the people who worked for S.W.O.R.D. turned into clowns, which I think
except for Hayward, he's still driving away.
I think Wanda was like, I think S.W.O.R.D.'s a bunch of clowns, let me turn them into them, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy and Monica are going to meet up with the guy who has the vehicle. But who's the guy? Can we know who the guy is?
It's gotta be Elijah Wood.
I'm the guy, the real guy.
I'm the guy. No, it's my guess for who it's gonna be I think they're going to do Mr. Fantastic. Because he's one of like three astrophysicists left.
Yeah, probably. That'd be a good introduction.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
That's my pick. And maybe he doesn't have his powers yet. Yeah. Oh, dude, maybe that is a cameo. Yeah?
So you know how the two kids, one has Wanda's powers, one has Quicksilver's powers.
Yes.
And you know how earlier you said that the kids were a result of Mephisto, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if that's Marvel saying, okay, these are actually Mephisto's kids, and Quicksilver is Mephisto?
That might be it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Quicksilver has...
I really hope they keep this Quicksilver, though. I want him in the MCU. So I'm hoping that, like, maybe he's just being possessed by Mephisto, you know?
I think they're
like, Mephisto pulled him from another universe and, like, was like, here's another Quicksilver. I'm going to, what's the word? Possess him.
Yeah, I'm going to mess with your memories, too, so that way you think that this is him still. Mm-hmm. What I think they're going to do a hard reset with this one, I will say that I'm going to say, as much as I don't like this, Vision will die, but the twins and Quicksilver will be back.
Agreed.
That's my guess.
I think I'd be okay with that.
I want Vision back. I would take Vision over everyone else.
No, not over Quicksilver.
Mm-mm. I don't want the kids to die. I really don't.
I don't care.
Oh my God. What if they do this where everyone dies at the end, except for Wanda. Doctor Strange shows up, says, I need you for the sequel. They do that. At the end of that, hard reset, some things. Mutants are back. She has her kids and Vision, and Quicksilver never died. But that also tweaks a few things. So some characters that we knew already, like maybe Black Widow's back, but she's like an assassin. She never turned with the Avengers kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like when they do the hard reset, it fixes some things, but messes up other things.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
I think that this show, like I said last week, every episode gets better.
Agreed.
Like this one wasn't as big, like twist kind of things, but it was just more so like, oh my God, we're getting towards the end and we're finding out stuff every episode. This is weird. Because normally these shows are like, okay, you found something out. Now wait 4 episodes and you'll know something else. This one's just like, yeah, Quicksilver might be Mephisto. Now, before we go, I want to talk about the commercials. We didn't talk about last week's one, so I'll talk about that one also. That one was the most blatantly obvious one. It was like, Lagos, the place where you blew up a building. And it was like a paper towels thing.
That was... For when you make a really big mess.
When you make a mess you didn't mean to. And you're like, oh my God.
That's
Jesus.
That's pretty on the nose there, don't you think?
Yeah, and like, you notice the first drink that they spilt was red for like all the blood and everything. And the second one was like Mind Stone colors for when she blew up Vision. Yeah. You're just like, oh my gosh. I did not realize how much trauma she has been through.
Yeah, sucks to be her.
Anyways. And then in this week's commercial, this is to be the most ambiguous one.
I don't get
it. This has to be the most ambiguous. Because he's like, I'm a radical shark. Here's some yogurt. And it was called like Yo Magic. And the thing was like, I don't know who is the symbolic kid in this situation.
Okay,
because the kid couldn't open the yogurt
really
and then he
straightforward.
Died. What is the theory?
So maybe Wanda is tapping into so much yo magic that she's like killing herself like the kid.
Oh, I saw that as when like without the magic, her kids will die.
Mm. That's good, too.
Kind of thing. I was thinking like, I was like, what's the most obvious thing here? Because maybe I'm going to keep overthinking this. What'd you see, Jackson?
I honestly didn't really think about it all that much. I was just like. Confused as to what it meant, and I guess I think I want to go with Danon's a bit more than Camden's, but both equally valid. Okay,
you know what, I have a good transition now.
No, wait, hold on, before you transition, because I really don't want to get to this part, but first of all, can we just give a round of applause to Marvel for just like their seamless transitions to each era? Like this early 2000s one is like spot on Malcolm in the Middle kind of thing. So Jackson, start clapping.
Okay.
There you go. You get a very cold and not that heartfelt applause. Good job, Marvel.
Yeah.
Now, what was that transition you were talking about, buddy?
Why did the girl drop her ice cream cone?
Why, Camden?
She tripped over a pothole.
With Valentine's Day upon us, I thought it would be fun to look at an awful example of an abusive and terrible relationship. So I think it's time we jump straight into 50 Shades of Grey. Now we all watched,
let's make this quick
because that movie sucked. I think we all watched a different version of the movie because I watched the shortened TV censored version. So I got
what?
No nudity. I got like 90s
why did you watch
butt
that?
Action because that was the only one I could get in such short time.
You can rent it on Amazon right now for $2.
I'm not spending money on this movie. I'm not okay. letting them win. But
yeah, I think I watched the like somewhat censored version.
You watched the one that came out in theaters, and I watched the unrated version.
So we all watched a different version, but I think we can all agree that it was just donkey butt.
It was yeah, donkey it was, butt. Now let's try our darndest not to swear during this section, because there's just too much swearing in the movie. Now my first thing that I brought up, because I made some notes for this movie. What the fuck does Grey's Company do?
You just said not to swear.
Like he's like, oh, I was doing business and things. I also fly a helicopter.
But the way that he described it made it sound like he runs like a non-profit almost. And like,
but then how does he afford a helicopter?
How does he afford a helicopter?
Well, yeah, no, right. It sounded like he. But at the beginning of the movie, he was like, oh, it sounds like I'm doing a good thing, right? That's just what I want you to think. So he's probably not even doing a good thing. He's probably like having sweatshops. He's
probably murdering kids.
Yeah,
honestly,
kid murderer.
Now let's get this right at the gate. Both of these characters are awful. Neither of them are likable. Mm-hmm. Neither of them have redeeming qualities.
Anastasia. Anastasia.
And
why?
Like, you could tell this was written by like a 14-year-old.
It's so bad.
Let's jump into that. The history of 50 Shades of Grey. This was originally written as a Twilight fan fiction from someone on a BlackBerry phone, and you can tell from the things that they say in this movie. For example, this was clearly written by someone who has never heard of the word nuance before. They're like, we need to get as much information to both of these characters out as quickly as possible. Let's have them interview each other just so the audience and them are on the same page. And they're like, yep. What's your name? I am Christian Grey, and you? Anastasia Steele. And then they like gesture towards the camera. You got it.
These are our names. These are our names.
This will be important later.
We will reference it.
And he's like, what do you do? Oh, I understand people. I'm a people person. What about you? Oh, I'm just so into books.
I'm an English major and I love books and I'm a hopeless romantic because I'm an English major. God.
Now we jump forward a little bit. Anastasia Steele is so unrealistically down about herself.
Quick note about her. I just got a bone to pick with this movie on many
Absolutely.
Things, but specifically, this movie was released in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Anastasia Steele owns a very old flip phone as mm-hmm. her phone.
I was also like, one person in 2015.
But, and you would go, oh, that's okay. She's just poor. She's just poor and can't afford a better phone. No, she clearly goes to a private university. Because what graduation have you ever seen where they have an after party with all of the graduates at a college? Where have you ever seen that, other than a private college?
Also, I want to throw this one out here, which I noted before. She has a flip phone. But Grey has an iPhone, you know, to uh-huh. show that he's
to
rich.
To show that he's, yeah.
Because
she drives
you can't.
A really old car that would probably be worth more than
more
like,
than the expensive car
Toyota,
that he gives her later.
Like,
Now.
But she's like, that's old, I'm poor.
Oh my God. Can
we talk about how he bought her a new car, fixed her laptop for her, but didn't buy her a new phone? Like, come
Please.
On. How do you she not see
email
that she's
you
struggling?
On the phone.
I've never seen a movie rely so heavily on email as a form of communication.
In 2015.
He was like, email me when you get home. I don't have a laptop. Don't worry. I'm in your home
and
right now.
And he bought her a whole laptop instead of a phone that could email.
Yeah. Why don't you get a phone that could email? Now let's jump back into the beginning part. Well, you know iPhones, you can send emails.
I just said that though.
Yeah. I didn't hear you. Anastasia Steele is so down on herself. When she's like passing the quote-unquote like attractive women in his office, she's like the exact same amount of attractiveness as to them.
Oh man, I wish I looked like them.
She's like, I have unkept bangs. I'm a nightmare. Like, this movie's a nightmare. Then after the interview, Grey steals the questions that she just asked him. And then without telling her or anyone, he sends the responses to her friend so that way she could finish her report.
Yeah.
There's so many levels to this that we can't get into because we'd be here for 5 hours. The biggest thing I have to say, and there's a lot of stuff about this movie that is not great. Whoever, and I don't do this lightly, whoever was in charge of picking the music for this movie, there's not a single song in this entire film.
You don't like Love Me Like You Do?
Fits any moment in this movie. Like during the intense scenes, it's always like, and you're like, why the hell are they doing this?
Also, I wouldn't ever really judge someone for any type of like kink that they have, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do whatever you want, unless you're like pooping on people, then I kind of draw a line there, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I draw the line when you make someone sign a contract, you know, when you're like, hey, the things I want to do, I have to do them because I'm emotionally damaged, so rather than go see a therapist, I do these things. I need you to sign a contract saying that you're good with it and I might kill you.
She never even signed the contract.
She never signed the contract. That's
like,
the
literally,
biggest
that was the whole
that's
point
the part
of the
movie. That's next movies, dude.
That's what the next movie is. Do you think the next movie picks up? He's like, hey, I looked at your paperwork. I realized that you did not sign yet.
And she goes, oh, sorry, my bad. My bad.
I apologize.
And then the whole movie is just a 2-hour just porn scene.
Now, before we really get into, I don't want to, drunk Anastasia, like in the beginning part of the movie, her fake drunk acting is better than all of the acting in the rest of the movie.
Agreed.
All of the acting. Do you understand that? Do you understand that, 50 Shades of Grey? Your movie is so bad that the acting of someone pretending to be under the influence is better than your actual acting throughout the movie. There is not a single acting moment in this movie where you're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're just watching this and you're like, did they?
That was bad.
Did they try during this?
I don't even know. It was, I don't want to say that it wasn't the acting, but it was mainly the writing.
It's got to be the script.
The writing.
But
so bad.
I do want to commend the camera crew. I think that the shots were good for what they were. I never felt interrupted by any of like the
jump
camera
cuts.
Movements or angles. Yeah, like they did like a decent, like it was watchable.
You know what's
it was
sad?
Just bad.
The cinematography of the porn scenes is more focused than 90% of action scenes in movies.
Well, okay, Dana,
well,
do you really think that they released? Yeah, do you really think they released this movie in theaters so people would go watch it for the story?
That's a great point.
That's
I will say they're using a different camera during
those
scenes.
Okay, here's the other thing, though. You say that, like, okay, they didn't release it for the story, but like, they didn't really go anywhere in this movie, particularly with the sex. Like, it was literally just, I don't know, like, they did the same thing 3 times. Except in different locations.
What do you mean?
I have a specific standard.
Wait.
Hey, can you tie my hands again? Yeah, okay.
Because Jackson,
we might have seen
different things. I don't know.
Okay, so there were like what 4 total sex scenes probably, and
I feel
in
like
each
there
of them,
so many more than
she's
that.
Like, "Oh, I want you to like tie my hands up with your."
Did you see
tie?
The one where she was
with the tie?
Where she had
and
the,
then,
like, the things on her hands instead? Did you see that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah.
That was
I
in yours too.
One.
Okay, then I don't know what else I saw that you didn't.
No, let's go scene by scene.
Either way, all four of the sex scenes either dealt with handcuffing of some sort and like him hitting her. That was like literally it.
Which is awful.
So,
awful, first of all.
Yeah.
And it said that's such a weird sociopath. You know what I mean? Like he makes this whole fucking contract. He's like, I will do all these things, and then he fucking hits her, and then he's like, yeah, but the contract.
So I wanted to know what the difference was in the unrated scenes.
Did you look it up, Cameron?
No, I did, because I wanted to know. I want to know what I saw that you didn't, and I'm 5 seconds into the video.
Uh-huh.
And I just read the first comment, and I just like to read it aloud for the class if that's
absolutely
okay. Absolutely. Name of the user, Cotton Candy Bunny, and then about 10 exclamation marks. 8 months ago. So recent. LOL, call me crazy, but I'm 14, and I've watched all three of these movies without my parents' permission, LMAO, and I really like them. Sex scenes don't bug me one bit, and not to mention, Christian and Anna are so cute together. Love stories have always been my thing, but this love story is something else, and I really liked it. I knew Christian would change for her. I could tell he was going to. And that's one of the many thing I loved about all these movies.
Well, many of the thing that we hate about this movie, Cotton Bunny, if we can call you that. First of all, if you use this as your base for how relationships should be, I apologize for your future. Second thing. He didn't change. It was just a front.
No, hang on. Clarification.
He started to change.
She said that she's watched all three movies. So I think it's safe to assume that Cotton Candy Bunny 10 exclamation mark knows what she's talking about, okay?
She clearly has more information than we have.
Well, he did start to change. He like actually
I was informed by my girlfriend that they eventually do get married. So
My God.
Okay. Perfect love story.
So he did change. About it.
He did.
Yeah, he didn't want a relationship.
I want to throw this one out here. Why did we see both mothers? Why was that necessary for the plot?
I don't think we needed to see either.
I don't think we needed to see any parents whatsoever.
Yeah, why
there were
they...
so many parents in this
movie.
There
was a lot of parents. Like, my mom's been married to four guys, but my dad died early. So my stepdad's was my real dad. And I was like, what?
His backstory is a little...
How come we didn't see the lady who literally sexually abused him?
Let's jump into his backstory.
He had dinner with her. What?
Let's jump into his backstory, shall we? So first of all, the first time he's going shirtless, not even sex. The first time he takes off his shirt, they really linger on his chest. He has like two weird dark marks on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then never mentioned an hour and a half later, she goes, like when they're at dinner, she goes, "So what's with the scars?" And he's like, "Oh, cigarette marks. I was like hit and burned. But I banged one of my mom's friends, so..."
So that's pretty rad.
"Oh, how old were you?" 15. "You did not have sex with a woman. You were raped."
Yep.
And I don't think we can over exaggerate just how crucial they just glossed over the fact that he was fully raped.
Mm-hmm.
Gray, yeah. He was a raped child, and he goes, "Yeah, yes. We had dinner all the time."
And they had dinner in the movie, but we never saw her, and we never.
I think they didn't want to associate an actress with that type of character.
Okay, that's true.
That's probably
but it seemed like kind of an important like plot point, you know, and then it just got glossed over.
Yeah,
because I mean, it clearly shaped him into who he was, you know,
and
so.
There's like articles and videos online about how Christian Grey is basically a cult leader based on his like process of like getting Anastasia to fall in love with him.
Yeah.
He's like, "I don't sleep in the same bed with anyone." The first time they do it, he's in bed with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then he's all weird. Like, "Oh, that was a one-time thing. Don't make it a real big deal. I just want to bang you."
He kept doing it
like, oh, he's really special.
I do want to say, on a more positive note about this movie.
On a more positive note.
Had the movie followed a similar premise, minus all the weird parts, where it was like, "I was abused at a young age," and she's like, "Let me help you break out of your shell," and it's like a romantic love story, that could have been a good movie.
I think there's a good movie.
There's a good movie in there, you know? And, like, the scenes where he would, like, pull her into the picture, even though he's never done that before, I was like, "Aw, that's sweet," you know? But then, you know, you can't get over... You can't get over the rest of the movie.
Yeah, he goes like...
Yeah.
"Were you drinking tonight?" "Oh, I was just hanging out with our friends." "Are you drinking when my contract specifically says you cannot enjoy yourself unless I'm present?"
And then when she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to go see my mom," he like pulled her aside from dinner. They went on a walk and he was like, "When were you going to tell me that you were going to go see your mom?"
I want to bring up
control.
Yeah, I want to bring up a few more things before we put a pin in this. First of all, when he seems like a nightmare when they first meet, and Anastasia's like, how many girls have you done this with before?" And then he goes, 15. And I was like, that's a lot. That's a lot. But that doesn't seem like nearly as much as it should be for someone like Christian Grey.
No, because think about how long the contract signing phase is. 15 people is like a long time.
I'm 90% sure none of them went through that process except for Anastasia.
They all just went, okay, okay, yeah, I'm going to sign the contract.
Like, I think she... I feel bad.
But then how do you get out of the contract? Are you stuck in the contract forever?
I'm mad at myself that I remembered that he says you can leave at any time.
Yeah, but once you
that's part of the cult contract, thing. It's like
legally you can't. And that's leave.
Like Jehovah's Witness and everything. Unless it was else, specified, the whole the thing was like you can leave whenever. But the thought is that he gives so much that like she doesn't want to leave that to have to go find something else.
I don't think he's an inherently bad person. I don't think anyone who has experienced trauma is an inherently bad person. However. If you take that trauma out on others, unreasonably, you are a bad person.
And can
if you find a way to hurt others because of your own trauma, you are a bad person. So he is a bad person. And there's
no 50 Shades of Grey about this. If you do that, you are then a bad person. There is no, but. There's no but. Speaking of buts, let's talk about his full, quote-unquote, anger punishment thing. Jackson, I need you to describe in full detail what happened. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't put you through that. Just what are your thoughts on that, which happens, need I remind you, 5 minutes before the credits roll?
So it was the worst ending of a movie I think I've ever witnessed. What happened was they were in an argument and she was like, I need you to show me the worst. And then he literally like hits her six times in a row with full force. And she's like, I can't do this. Like, what did you expect? You wanted the worst.
No, I agree with you. That scene really confused me. Like, why was she like, I need to know what it is. And then he did it. And she was like, oh, so that's what it is.
I can't believe you would that's do what that.
I didn't like, ask you to do it. That. And the second thing is, I thought...
He was so confused. Was like,
okay, when they said the worst also, he had it. I'm not even exaggerating here. He had a fucking studded wooden club. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to cave her head in with the club. And he goes, nah, the belt will do. The belt will do.
The belt's way worse. Afterwards, 100%.
And then he goes like, hey, I'm super sorry. When you said you wanted it, I thought you wanted it. And he was like, don't ever talk to me again. And I was like, how are they gonna resolve this in the 2 minutes left of the film? Then she wakes up, awkwardly walks towards him, and then she's like, I want my old car back. He goes, we already sold it. Then I want the money. Okay. We'll have a taxi waiting for you. Okay. And then she walks to leave. And he goes, wait, Anastasia. And then she, not even kidding, she goes, no! Like, fuck, stops him. Like, no!
And then they do the thing that they did at the beginning of the movie. Christian, Anna, or Anastasia.
And they're both crying. The elevator door closes. And we're like, well, how's it gonna end? And then it just ended.
How do they possibly resolve?
And then now you have to watch the
And then
set.
It ended with him in a meeting. With him in a meeting going. And then he gets up after like doing some pondering. And then it just ends.
It doesn't end on like, oh, when the elevator doors
like,
close.
They were like, how would we do an intriguing cliffhanger? They were like, let's literally cut it in the middle of a scene. That's how we'll do a good cliffhanger.
What do you mean we have no time to finish the final shots of the film?
Like while he was
he was like, hold on, I gotta go take this phone call, and he just gets up and the ba-bum. Like, I don't get it. Yeah. Now before we give a final rating on this movie, it's time I bring up a new segment in Roomies Talking Movies, one that I'm very excited for. This new segment is called They Really Just Said That. Now, I'm going to go through a lot of quotes that was said throughout 50 Shades of Grey. Need I remind you, this is a Twilight fanfic written on a BlackBerry. Let's get started, and feel free to jump in and tell me what you thought at any point. 1 minute, 57 seconds in. Are you gay? An actual interview question towards Christian Grey. Later, Anastasia gets a call from her mother. Bob broke his foot. We can't fly in for graduation.
I was so confused at that.
Like, how do those two things correlate? And she called her like 3 months early. Like, he broke his foot. Oh, just have him come in a cast. No, can't do that.
He can't get on an airplane, actually.
After she meets Christian. I was in the area for business. I need a few hardware things. just a normal sentence.
Another thing about that scene really quick. Obviously I get he went in to go see her, but like she still really wasn't convinced about that yet, you know, that like he was into her. So she didn't even like question for a moment that his driver wouldn't have gone in and got the parts from this particular hardware store that drove him there.
Christian, when they're getting coffee, I don't do the girlfriend scene.
Respectable man.
Respectable man. I don't waste my time with titles. Later, Anastasia's partying with her friends. Are you... Christian comes in. He calls. Are you drinking? When he has a wine glass on the table. What a hypocrite. How dare he?
How dare you?
And then, after they have the first weird makeout thing, he takes the tie. And then she goes, I will launder that later. After they have sex for the first time, Anastasia and Gray. How are you feeling? Better than I deserve. Jesus Christ. She wakes up in Gray's apartment. Did you undress me? I had no choice. You did.
You did. You did.
Her response, did we do it? Necrophilia isn't my thing. That's good. I'm glad he has a line somewhere where he's like, you know what? Nah.
Nah, that's not for me. Not even like that's morally
wrong.
No,
he just goes, oh, but, it's like, not that's just normally not for me. Christian says this to Anastasia after they like quote unquote break up for the first time. Why am I even here? You're here because I'm incapable of leaving you. Meant to sound romantic. Sound stalker as hell.
Just a little bit.
Alright, now one of the best lines in this movie. I don't make love. I f*** hard. Followed closely by my second favorite line in the movie, also by Christian Grey. It's called a flogger. When she's walking in the torture room, she goes, what's that thing? Like, we needed a scene where he describes some of the things that he uses.
This
is
a
flogger.
It's used to go up your butt.
Maybe we'll, maybe we won't. I don't know. We'll see where the night goes.
I don't know.
When she's giving Anastasia the full tour, you're going to want your own room. Her response, why? Because I'm your sex slave?
I like that one.
When Christian is describing how much he loves Anastasia, I never took anyone else in the helicopter. Like, that's like the true. But the thing that makes it weird is he calls it
the two-seater
helicopter. The
helicopter.
Not like my or anything. The helicopter.
It's mine. There's only one out there.
There's only one, and it's mine. Oh, my God. Okay, when they're talking about the contract. Anastasia to Gray. Strike genital fisting from the record.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's good.
That's a good one.
With anal fisting, actually.
Then afterwards, she goes...
Also strike genital fisting.
Yeah, also strike genital fisting when you can. After they're done with the contract, Christian... You want to leave, but your body tells me something different. All right, I'm not even going to touch on that one. When Christian buys her a new car, I just thought this is... It's like one of those lines where if it can't be shown, like, if it can be shown, don't say it. Christian buys Anastasia a new car. Oh my God, Christian, that's a car. That was a line in the movie.
Yeah, obviously it's a car.
What was his response after that, though? Because I thought it was basically like,
He was like, you notice things or something.
Yeah, he was like, nothing gets past you, huh? Like, he's dumb fuck.
I thought that was probably the funniest part of the movie.
I was like, wow, did he really
of course
just
it's
say
a
that?
F***ing car.
I want you to be unashamed of your nakedness, Christian Grey, when he's about to have sex with Anastasia. I'm going to go visit my mom. Why? You shouldn't be mad, but I am mad. Palm twitchingly mad.
Yeah, that one. That was probably the worst line.
Palm twitchingly mad.
Palms twitch?
Oh, my palms are twitching.
You ever get so mad that your palms twitch? Okay.
All the time.
When Anastasia just wants to know why Christian's so different. Hearts and flowers. That's not what I know. You gotta give it to the guy, man. He doesn't know.
It's not that hard.
A line that could be taken out of any CW show. I had a rough start in life. That's all you need to know. And that's all we hear about up until he finds out. Yeah, I banged my mom's friend the other time. a very missed quote from the movie. Gazpacho is basically a salsa. Said from Anastasia's fourth stepfather. And I was like, why is that being said in this movie? And last.
Why was anything being said in this movie? Oh, well, this should have just been a silent film.
This is where it gets the best part. This is the last quote, and this is the best quote. Why won't you just let me love you, Christian? Anastasia, because I'm 50 shades of fucked up. He said it!
And that's
he
it.
Said the title.
That's the movie.
My favorite part.
Roll credits. All right. Whew. Now, we did it. Final ratings. What do you get? What do you give this out of 5 studded wooden clubs?
A 2. A solid 2.
Yeah. 2.3.
I'm giving it a 1.4. How do you give it a 2?
I give it a 2 because I think...
Because a 2 is a 40%.
I think that the movie was terrible because of the writing, but I think that like some of the other things, like the camera work, cinematography,
here's the thing.
Okay, so I bring it up.
If the writing was better, I'm not saying I would have enjoyed it. I'm just saying that, like, I know this. I realize how that sounds.
I'm not saying I would love 50 Shades of Grey.
I think that there's a crowd out there who would like. This would be like a cult classic.
Oh, dude, this already is a cult classic for single white moms.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but I think it would have been regarded as like a okay, that's a fine movie, just not my thing. Yeah, exactly. If it was just better writing,
but it wasn't, and that's what we got.
But it wasn't.
Well, that's our Valentine's Day treat to you. We watched it, so you didn't have to. We want to thank you so much for joining us on a very romantic episode. I truly hope we never have to do anything like this again. And if you ask us...
Next week, we're reviewing 50 Shades Darker.
We aren't. I was just about to say, if any of you ask us to watch any of the other movies, we will no longer do anything of the sorts related to any holiday. Not even just Valentine's Day. This movie, it's the sad part. You want to know the sad part? This isn't even the worst movie I've ever seen. There's still somehow worse movies out there. And that's sad. That 50 Shades of Grey can't be the worst movie I've ever seen. Birds is up there. Free Birds is really bad. But I hope you all have a great Valentine's Day. Hey, you got it up on time. But get excited because next week we're going to not only look at the next episode of WandaVision, but we're also going to look at the first version of Justice League. To help us prep for the Snyder Cut coming next month. And we're not talking about the good Justice League. We're talking about Joss Whedon's Justice League. Get excited. Oh, yeah. Not much more else to say. Happy Valentine's Day. We will see you all next week. And, you know, we wish we could connect with you better, but we're just 50 shades of fucked up.
Have a good V-Day.
Sleep well.
Jesus.
You have to go to sleep right now.
Why would you end it on that?